Yeah, some of the things that I want to speak about I kind of touched on in my submission, but hopefully there'll be other new points or things that are a little bit clearer. In terms of one of the things that for me has been a standout point in terms of the submissions I've received from people telling me their stories about being students and also being workers as well who happen to be in same-sex relationships. The new industrial law changes potentially could affect them quite severely because whilst there remains the unlawful discrimination category, that does not obviously encompass, there are no federal laws for that. And the state laws, it's still, they've found hard to pin it as when they are being discriminated at work to actually concretely prove, you know, a nexus between their sexuality, their relationship status and the discrimination they're suffering. But what is much easier for them to prove is the behaviour of their employer that would previously have come under the unfair dismissal legislation. And just as by way of an example of that, in terms of it's making people less able to advocate for themselves in their workplace when they do feel that they've been discriminated against. And an example of that was when we had Queer Collaborations, which is a national queer student conference for people all across the country. One of the things that we traditionally do at the end of that is some sort of action, and we're debating what that should be around. And it was pointed out that the where we were meeting on Oxford Street just down the road, the Gloria Jeans had a rainbow flag in the window, even though it's connected with Hillsong, which is a very homophobic institution. And we thought, well, maybe we can do an action around that. And one of the employees who was a delegate to that conference said, please don't do that because there's a very good chance that they will link that back to me and I will be discriminated against in the workplace. And, you know, often these people who, you know, do not have legal training and would not know how to access those sorts of laws. And of course then there's the expense as students. It's extremely hard for them to go and access a lawyer to launch action in a federal court and then barristers on top of that. And also in regards to Centrelink, as you mentioned, but one of the stories that I had that came through to me was of a girl who was in a same-sex relationship who would otherwise have qualified to be independent had she been living with a boy, but Centrelink refused to recognise that independence, and she got approximately half the rate of youth allowance that she would have otherwise been entitled to, and of course the rent assistance that would go with that. And I suppose in terms of a student view, one of the pieces of legislation that has been most discriminatory in terms of our the fact that student organisations are often very strong advocates for not just same-sex couples and gay people more generally, but also other oppressed groups like Indigenous people and discrimination that women face, is that with the voluntary student union legislation, it's often flowed through, excuse me, that the universities now have the capability to say, well, if you want funding out of us, you will not be doing any sort of political representation, and that can often include things that students on at campus may be facing because of their being in a same-sex relationship. They may be encountering, for instance, a homophobic lecturer or something like that, and there's nothing that they can really do about it through their own campus organisation, because if they do that, then they lose their funding.
There should be a grievance procedure in place under every university structure to deal with those things. I know it's not going through the student union or what's left of them, But there should certainly be a grievance procedure that will deal with that.
Often what I found is that the students don't particularly know those sorts of things.
No.
Their first point of call is their student union or guild or whatever, who will then refer them on to that.
And that's being seen as a breach of the voluntary student unionism legislation, is it?
Not so much the referrals, but particularly if, you know, the university were to say that they didn't feel it was an important issue, but the student organisation may disagree, that would be a breach of the funding agreements that particular universities, and the one that springs to mind is the University of Adelaide, but I know that other universities are negotiating them now, have in place to sort of compensate for the effects of VSU on campus. So it is affecting campus queer officers' organisational capabilities and their ability to advocate for students on their campus who are gay or in a same-sex relationship, whatever the case may be.